Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «эф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. Do I like sweets? To be perfectly frank, I've got a sweet tooth. I know I really shouldn't eat so much chocolate and things like that, but what can I do? I just can't help it. It's especially hard when the weather is cold, like in the autumn or in the winter. When the cold wind is blowing, or when it's raining, a cup of hot tea and a bar of chocolate are the only things which can lift up my spirits. It's easier in summers, when you stick to fruits more. Speaker B.
I used to love sweets very much. I couldn't spend a day without chocolate. Then I understood that it was just a way for my body to react to my unhealthy lifestyle. I used to sleep very little because I had a bad habit of playing computer games at night. I felt sleepy in the morning, and chocolate just gave me enough energy to get through the day. I stopped staying up late, and it became much easier for me to avoid buying another bar of chocolate every day.
Speaker C.
A couple of years ago, I used to eat quite a lot of chocolate. I understood that this was wrong, but I had a hard academic year, and I needed chocolate to cope with my studies. Then it dawned upon me that it was my brain that needed carbohydrates. And there are plenty more ways to get carbohydrates. Any cereal, for instance, is a perfect source of carbohydrates, and some fruits and vegetables too. I started to eat them instead of chocolate, and it worked.
Speaker D.
In my opinion, eating chocolate is just the easiest way to relieve stress and tension and to get pleasure. There is nothing wrong with it, as long as you don't have any weight or health problems because of eating too much chocolate. You shouldn't forget that sports and hobbies are also the things that bring us joy. And if you dedicate enough time to these activities, your consumption of chocolate will definitely be within reasonable limits.
Speaker E.
I think our life is so stressful that people need something to fight stress. Still, I don't buy chocolate and refuse a chocolate bar when my friend offers me one. You see, I do yoga and meditate and drink a lot of chamomile tea. Every time I feel I'm upset or tired, I do some breathing techniques and it really helps. I never want chocolate or any other sweets just because I try to find the emotional balance in my daily routine, and I will continue it.
Speaker F.
If you open the cupboards or the fridge in your kitchen, what will you see there, I wonder? I bet there will be some soda, lots of sweets, biscuits and chocolate bars there. My question is how it turned out to be in your kitchen, and the answer is certainly that you bought it yourself. If you want to cut down on chocolate, just don't buy chocolate. It's as simple as that. Don't even go to the stalls with anything sweet in the supermarket. That's it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. Do I like sweets? To be perfectly frank, I've got a sweet tooth. I know I really shouldn't eat so much chocolate and things like that, but what can I do? I just can't help it. It's especially hard when the weather is cold, like in the autumn or in the winter. When the cold wind is blowing or when it's raining, a cup of hot tea and a bar of chocolate are the only things which can lift up my spirits. It's easier in summers when you stick to fruits more. Speaker B.
I used to love sweets very much. I couldn't spend a day without chocolate. Then I understood that it was just a way for my body to react to my unhealthy lifestyle. I used to sleep very little because I had a bad habit of playing computer games at night. I felt sleepy in the morning, and chocolate just gave me enough energy to get through the day. I stopped staying up late, and it became much easier for me to avoid buying another bar of chocolate every day.
Speaker C.
A couple of years ago, I used to eat quite a lot of chocolate. I understood that this was wrong, but I had a hard academic year, and I needed chocolate to cope with my studies. Then it dawned upon me that it was my brain that needed carbohydrates. And there are plenty more ways to get carbohydrates. Any cereal, for instance, is a perfect source of carbohydrates, and some fruits and vegetables too. I started to eat them instead of chocolate, and it worked.
Speaker D.
In my opinion, eating chocolate is just the easiest way to relieve stress and tension and to get pleasure. There is nothing wrong with it, as long as you don't have any weight or health problems because of eating too much chocolate. You shouldn't forget that sports and hobbies are also the things that bring us joy. And if you dedicate enough time to these activities, your consumption of chocolate will definitely be within reasonable limits.
Speaker E.
I think our life is so stressful that people need something to fight stress. Still, I don't buy chocolate and refuse a chocolate bar when my friend offers me one. You see, I do yoga and meditate and drink a lot of chamomile tea. Every time I feel I'm upset or tired, I do some breathing techniques and it really helps. I never want chocolate or any other sweets just because I try to find the emotional balance in my daily routine, and I will continue it.
Speaker F.
If you open the cupboards or the fridge in your kitchen, what will you see there, I wonder? I bet there will be some soda, lots of sweets, biscuits and chocolate bars there. My question is how it turned out to be in your kitchen, and the answer is certainly that you bought it yourself. If you want to cut down on chocolate, just don't buy chocolate. It's as simple as that. Don't even go to the stores with anything sweet in the supermarket. That's it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.